Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, she covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. She's Mary Kay Cabot. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well.
I got handed an old read there that I was supposed to read. I might as well out myself.
Yeah,
on this whole
way
thing.
To go.
It's like coming up this Father's Day. I'm like, that was Sunday. All right, dead air. Thank you. Listen, Mary Kay, over
Mary
the weekend.
Kay's thinking, I don't care.
She's like, yeah, whatever you guys are talking about. did you go to the softball game over the weekend?
I did, yes. I went to the very soggy, rainy softball game, but it was fun.
Yeah.
It was great to check in with a lot of different guys. Fun to see and talk to Joe Hayden and what it'll be like for him to cover Odell and Baker and some of those guys. So that was cool. And, it was a nice event.
I'm still kind of blown away by the fact that there were 5,000-plus people at that event in soggy rain just to show how diehard Browns fans are. I mean, like, it makes me proud to be a Browns fan when I hear stories of, you would not believe that 5,000 people showed up at a minor league baseball stadium to watch guys on their off day play softball and raise money for charity. And Mary Kay, the first thing I thought of, especially when I was seeing pictures of the event, was what it was like to be a Browns fan when I was a kid. I know that people like to go to the training camp and whatever they can, but this is a non-Browns event, and people love to come out for that kind of stuff. It kind of blows me away.
Yeah, it was an opportunity for people, especially some on that side of town that don't maybe always get to come out to training camp, to interact with players, to see some celebrities, to get their photos taken with them, to have things signed. And it was a great, very interactive day for all the fans. And you're right. I think it shows that the interest in the Browns this season is very, very high. Everybody's on fire about the Browns this year. Everywhere you go, that's all anybody wants to talk about. And I think it showed that day.
Mary Kay, before we get into the football aspect, did any Brown impress you with their softball ability? Who looked good?
No, not too much. Again, it was kind of a rainy day, so you really couldn't go full out. And a guy like Jarvis, who pitched, he actually is still recovering from something. So yeah, I mean, they're all athletes, so they're good at what they do. But I can't say that I thought anybody really should be playing baseball instead of football.
Jarvis is still recovering from something. We never found out what that is, really, Mary Kay, right? Is everything seem okay?
Yeah, everything seems okay. And I think it was good to see him, run the bases and do some pitching and things like that to know that he doesn't really have anything very serious. So that was good because I think he really is going to have to get out there with Baker Mayfield and Odell this summer a little bit if they can, out in Southern California, and just, toss the ball around a little bit like they did last year, work on their chemistry and their timing. Because if you remember last year when they were trying to do that in season, Baker was saying, this is our, training camp out here during the games because we never got to throw the ball to each other in training camp. So I think it does matter to at least have some of that going.
Mary Kay, let's talk about Josh McCown. He's going to join ESPN. He's decided to retire. He was such a good guy around this team, and he was willing to throw his body on the line to try to get into an end zone and end up getting a concussion. And, you start thinking about some of the things that he was able to do while he was here, but you never really heard a bad word about the guy because he always gave you everything. What are your recollections of him as he retires?
Well, first of all, one of the greatest, nicest guys I've ever covered. In fact, I think he might actually be the only player that's asked me anything about myself or my career. In the middle of a conversation one day, he just said, hey, how did you get into this? How tough is it, for a woman in your field to do what you do? And he was genuinely interested in that, in part because his daughter has some interest in maybe working in a football front office someday. At least she did at that time. And so we had a really nice conversation about all of that. And it did strike me at that time. I thought, wow, nobody else has ever asked me anything about myself or my career or anything. And I just thought that was kind of cool, that he takes an interest in other people's lives. And the other thing about him was that he was so good for the young guys, the guys like Johnny Manziel and Kevin Hogan and those guys. I mean, they talk about how the things that Josh McCown told them, that they will carry that with them for the rest of their careers, whether they're coaching, you know, at any level, or whether they continue to play. Any young quarterback that he has tutored or come across, and I am sure that it was the exact same way with Sam Darnold. I mean, he just leaves a lasting impression and helps these guys so much. I hope he is an NFL quarterback's coach someday.
Joe Banner tweeted this morning. I'm like, I can't believe he did this. This is the tweet he had. I don't know if you saw it or not, but he said, Josh McCown is a good guy and was a solid backup player, but the amount of attention his retirement is getting is crazy. Well, why would Joe say that? Who cares how much attention a guy gets? Look, and you just laid it out right there. Well-respected guy who players liked, media liked, and people liked him. And I don't know why Joe Banner would take a shot at it like that. And Joe later went on to say on Twitter, this is about the media. It's not about Josh. But, man, Joe just looks like a complete idiot when he says stuff like that. What's your take on what Joe said?
Well, I didn't even know he said that until you just mentioned it.
Yeah, it was about an hour ago. I'm just like, Joe, what are you doing?
I think the point that he might be trying to make the point that, I mean, nowadays there is so much intense coverage of every little thing, no matter what. And that is just a fact of life in sports now, that especially at this time of year in the off season, where there's not a whole lot going on, seemingly unimportant things get a ton of coverage. But in the case of Josh McCown, he touched so many lives. He had such an impact on so many people. He was great with the media. And, you know, I do think that, you know, you really do, you know, you give a lot of due respect and coverage to a guy like that, you know, that works so hard to be a good guy to everybody. And I think, you know, that has a lot to do with it. Joe Thomas was the same way.
Yeah.
You know, think of Joe Thomas and all the media attention that he's gotten throughout his career, despite the fact that he played on losing teams year after year after year. He's such a good guy. He's so good with the media that he built up, you know, just such a following that way.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. We're going to throw this out later, Mary Kay. Where does Josh sit on the list, or give us a name of a guy, your favorite Browns that you've covered who really weren't that good? Now, it doesn't mean they were bad. They're played in the NFL. They're good football players. But, you know, non-superstar guys, just regular guys who you found to be really nice guys to deal with. Your favorite fellas.
Well,
got one or two?
He's way, way up there for all those reasons I mentioned. I mean, he's definitely up there in the top five, but, you know, there are a lot of guys like that were just really good to deal with. I mean, some of them right now include a guy like Joel Bitonio. I mean, he's following now. Joel's very good.
Yeah.
You know, that's not part of this criteria. I'm just talking about really good guys to deal with. Joel will stand there and talk to us forever about and answer anything and give great answers about things. So he's kind of following in the footsteps of Joe Thomas as sort of being the go-to spokesman for the football team on all topics. So there have been guys like that throughout the years, and it's always nice to, you know, to have those guys.
You know, one of the other things that I noticed, Mary Kay, and I know you see a lot of these stories and you write about them, but I don't know that they have the impact that sometimes people are like, oh, that's nice, and that's the end of it. But there are times when I see players doing things and I'm like, man, they really went above and beyond. And, you know, in those last two camps that have happened between Baker Mayfield and I don't know if I saw it. Was it Odell or was it Jarvis? I think it was Jarvis. That Jarvis Landry, they were doing all this stuff for a special wish, and they help out these kids, and they talk like the thing. And I think we talked about this last time, but with Baker, you know, playing catch with kids when you don't really have to do all that stuff when it's your camp. And, you know, I think there's a lot of those stories that just I think they're told, but they just don't have the impact. And I always wonder how that plays into the makeup of a player. You know, like we can sit here and we can debate whether Baker Mayfield should have said something or didn't say something to Hugh Jackson. But we spend like 5 seconds when they do things that are really cool, like a special wish or, you know, giving back to charity. And I, I don't know. I'm just wondering your take on that and what you think about that and how those stories just kind of get, you know, just kind of swept away. But they really are a big deal, especially to the families and the people that are impacted by them at that moment.
Well, I think at Cleveland.com, we do a phenomenal job of covering almost all of these guys' charity events and all the great things they're doing. And I know you guys do, too. And I think most of the media outlets in town do that. I mean, when you have, you know, Miles Garrett paying off somebody's cell phone bill, we're all over that.
Yeah.
And we do tell all of the good stories. We do. I mean, if you can find all of that stuff on Cleveland.com. And again, I know you guys tell all those stories, too. It's just the nature of, it's just the nature of the appetite of people to, you know, to maybe gravitate towards some of the other stuff. But those stories are there. And I, for one, and I know a lot of my fellow reporters, we like to tell the good stories. So there will be plenty of those coming this year.
Yeah, I do too. I always find it interesting. Like I read them, I see them, and you guys do a great job on that. I wish they had a bigger impact and they seem to. People would rather hear about the dirt in someone's life than all the good things they're doing.
Well, again, that's just the nature of the internet today. People seem to, find that stuff and blow it up more than the other. But, you know, you can find it. And for the people that want it, it's all there.
Mm-hmm. Mary Kay, a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com. You can read all of her work covering the Browns.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.